Stuff with Steve Othersoul on Radio City Talk.
This is the main event of the evening. 12 rounds of boxing for the undisputed heavyweight championship of the world. Introducing
from Birmingham,
introducing
the winner from Liverpool, Tony the Warrior Johnson.
It's a one-sided fight this morning. I hate it when Tony Dawson doesn't turn up.
It's always a one-sided fight because he always gets help. I always annihilate him.
Counted out, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, morning, Mash. Are you okay?
Morning, Steve. I'm good, mate. Yeah,
right.
Cheers.
There's an amazing documentary on Johnny Nelson on Sky. They've done his life in an hour.
Well, I'm going to watch it tonight.
It is unbelievable.
Is it?
Because, you know, everyone thinks of Johnny as the world champ.
Yeah.
He went through some absolute lows to get to where he is. And it's a remarkable life story. So try and catch up on it if you can.
I will watch it tonight.
Well, let's talk about the man himself. So yesterday he turned up at Venture Gym.
Yeah.
Did Danny organise this or who organised it?
No, there's a lady called Lisa Simmons from Exclusive TV, and she's a real gem, Lisa. She's done a lot for me as well in media, in work, just helping out with things and stuff. She even gave me tickets to go take the baby over to Liverpool when the ice rink was there and the fair was there and stuff like that.
Oh, that's nice of her.
That was just like kind-hearted of her, you know. Yeah. So she is a really genuine.
So she's connected into Johnny Nelson.
Yeah.
And Johnny obviously knows who you are and what Venture Gym is.
Yeah.
So he'd put something aside in his diary, and yesterday he travelled up and spent the afternoon with you guys? Or
yeah, well, he come to the gym and spoke to all the kids in the gym, and it was chocker. Like, when I got there, I had to jump out the taxi halfway down the road because it was unbelievable.
You couldn't get to the gym.
No, and when I actually got there, I could literally sneak in and sneak up to Johnny because there was that many people I could mingle in, and I was standing there literally next to him with a few of the kids while he was talking about me. And when he'd finished and everyone rounded up applauded him, I was there to shake his hand, and he was shocked to see me there. He was like, "How did you get here?"
In other words, you're having a bit of a practical joke.
Yeah,
What are you doing in the crowd?
He's
a huge inspiration, isn't he? If you think about Johnny and where he is now, and obviously he's the voice of boxing on Sky Sports.
I love listening to him as well. But do you know what? He is an inspiration, and he's an inspiration, and I don't even know his full story. There's still so much to learn about Johnny and know, and that's something that I'm going to do, and I can't wait to go home and watch that documentary of him. So I'm made up with that, Steve. Thanks. And what my little claim to fame is with Johnny Nelson as well is he's nicknamed me the Bogeyman. The fight.
When yesterday?
No. Let me check my nose. The fight with Cardle, the second one, and him and Tony Dodson would do what he was saying. What style is he? He's just got no. He has no basic. He's no stand up style. He's no. What is he style wise? They couldn't pick a style for me, basically. And Johnny turned around and said he's the Bogeyman style. He's just everybody's nightmare. And he said last night when we were talking about it, he said, no one can prepare for the Bogeyman style because you don't know what you're going to bring.
You love that now, don't you?
And I love it, yeah. And I'm like, the Bogeyman? Why didn't get that on my short? The Bogeyman.
Sean the Bogeyman, Don.
Yeah.
You can't change your name now. You're the Masher.
Yeah, true. Well, I was born with Masher, weren't I? So, the Bogeyman. Oh, I like that, you know.
It's all right. It might stick. What did he give to?
Might stick like a bogey.
What? God. Not at this time of the morning. People are having the cornflakes,
sorry, guys.
And a slice of toast. What did the kids get out of it yesterday? What does it mean, do you think, sometimes to meet someone who's going to provide a bit of inspiration for you if you're a young boxer? What were the looks on their faces and some of the conversations?
It's surreal to see someone real. And I know no doubt that all the kids that were in there, all their fathers would have been telling them, look, Johnny Nelson, they will all know him, and surely they would have let them all know who this fella is. And, you know, most of the kids nowadays with social media and, you know, Sky Sports Boxing will have seen who Johnny actually is. So I think seeing him, do you know what? I've met Johnny on Sky, and it's great to see him there. But I think when you meet him and your adrenaline's high and you're in that vicinity of that's where you'll see Johnny in boxing or around the ring commentating. So it's quite normal to see him there and to meet him. But to see him actually in Birkenhead, you know, Johnny Nelson, where's he from?
I'll tell you. Sheffield, yeah. West Riding.
Yeah, so
that was his birthplace.
Knowing that he's not from Birkenhead, you know, he's from out of town.
I thought he was a London boy.
He dresses like a London boy anyway, all dapper and stuff, doesn't he?
He's a bit cool, isn't he?
Yeah, he was. We were talking about last night about his. He was a bit like, you know, Eubank Senior, you know, with his. With his pointy shoes and his nice and his jeans and his coat.
He's not going to thank you for that.
No, but better because he had a cap on, so more modern.
Did he have a cane and a monocle?
No, but
do you know what a monocle is?
Yeah, to magnifying glass thing in it for the eye. But just seeing him, and I think the kids hearing of him and actually seeing him in person, and thinking, "Wow, look at him!" And he's a big unit as well. So I think when someone walks in and they've got and they're big, I think they bring that extra bit of aura about them, don't they? As well, and his story, Phil was telling me before, and he showed me a little clip because I didn't get to see it all. So I can't wait to watch it and see it all and pick up. I'm excited about that.
I tell you, it's one of the best hours of sort of sporting documentary you watch. It really is good.
I can't wait. You know, I feel like going round right now and watching
because it actually makes you think, how did he achieve what he achieved? I'll tell you what he did achieve. So fighting up to, 2005, started in 86, but he held the cruiserweight, the WBO cruiserweight title. Imagine how big he is.
Yeah.
So there's a fair bit of weight loss having to go on. Yeah. Your sister Stace walked in and said he was a monster.
Yeah.
He had 13 successful defences of it, the cruiserweight title. I mean, that's unbelievable stuff, isn't it?
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.